Good morning, this is Lachlan and Haley with your 9am Z Lines.
In local news, the Lord Mayor of Brisbane has expressed his excitement about plans to rezone hundreds of properties from General Industry C to General Industry B, allowing for warehousing and logistics distributions to meet the online shopping demands of Brisbane's locals. Leader of the Opposition, Jared Cassidy, highlighted the Mayor's repeated mentions of Amazon in his speech, stating, "I guess he and Amazon share a lot of values of being anti-union, being hard and harsh on workers with intense monitoring and quotas for workers." Tuesday's vote on the proposal came after extended disruptions from both sides of the chamber, with threats of corruption, as well as conspiracy to tamper with the live stream of proceedings, as some members repeatedly appeared blurry or out of frame. LNP's Andrew Wines responded to these concerns by saying in a since-withdrawn comment that the accuser was acting paranoid and crazy, with the Lord Mayor adding that it was a full moon.
Australian Border Force officials have intercepted, detained, and destroyed several illegal foreign fishing vessels in far north Queensland as part of an ongoing operation to crack down on the business. 15 boats have had their operations ceased by the ABF since January, with the agency's Federal Assistant Minister, Julian Hill, stating that the response and proceeding is determined on a case-by-case basis, with the possibility of the vessel being destroyed. Two vessels were discovered sunk in the region's waters, requiring a recovery and salvaging mission to be undertaken in the coming days. A First Nations representative for the area is cautiously positive about the news, stating, quote, "We don't want to put the cart before the horse, but when we see it retrieved from that reef, we'll be most happy."
In national news, the Department of Primary Industries and Regional Development, DPIRD, is investigating the alleged targeting of endangered grey nurse sharks by fishers on the New South Wales central coast. A video on social media shows what appears to be a group of teenage boys using game fishing reels and hooks with the dead grey nurse shark on the rocks at Terrigal Haven. The DPIRD said in a statement that fisheries officers had a regular presence at Terrigal Haven and would undertake additional patrols this week. The department said if a grey nurse shark was accidentally caught, it should be returned to the water with the least possible harm to the animal as soon as possible.
And with tourist numbers rapidly rising on Maria Island, authorities are working out the best way to accommodate them, with the tourist numbers doubling from 2014 to 2024. Maria Island is a sanctuary for native wildlife, including Cape Barren geese and Tasmanian devils. As visitors check in for the ferry, they are told to stay 2 to 5 meters away from wildlife. However, social media shows videos of people getting too close to the wildlife once on the island. With poor water quality and no shops, visitors are told to bring their own food and water. A $9 million project is underway to modernise the island's water and electrical infrastructure, including a new wastewater treatment plant and the decommissioning of the old one. Land clearing under the project has drawn concerns for the critical habitat of the threatened swift parrot and the 40-spotted pardalote that has been lost. The new Maria Island management plan is due to be released and implemented later this year.
In international news, international travelers face severe disruption of flights due to the ongoing conflict in the Middle East, leading to hundreds of thousands of people being stranded in Gulf airports. More than 115,000 Australians remain stuck in the area, with more than 76,000 Britons, 100,000 people from Italy, and 400,000 from France remaining and currently unable to get out.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with a possible chance of showers. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach that maximum 12.
That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast.